Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
AKA the Fred Dreyer Show here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, streaming coast to coast around the world, CRNTalk.com, also available on Facebook in stunning high definition video on Facebook.com/CRNTalk. I'm joined as always by the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, NFL All Pro, the one and the only Mr. Fred Dreyer. Fred, how are you?
Great, Mike. How are you? And I certainly hope we extend well wishes to everybody listening.
Absolutely. We have a lot of people in the chat room, like Katrina and Rachel and Diane. Thank you so much for joining us. And
indeed.
I am sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, out on assignment. And Fred, baseball season is here. Have you been waking up this week at 3 a.m. to watch the Dodgers play in Seoul, South Korea?
You know, I slept through it.
Didn't set the alarm, and then at 2:59 a.m. Pacific time. Why are they doing this, Fred? Why? I mean, what's going on here? Why travel
because
all this way?
When you own 30 baseball teams,
yeah.
Is it 30 or 32?
I think it's somewhere around there.
Who cares?
Yeah.
When you own 30 baseball teams, you can do any damn thing you want because you've got the world is your oyster, as they say.
You got the world on a string.
You can do anything. You can change rules in football to no matter how stupid it is and how unfair and unreasonable it is.
Yeah.
And they do that for money.
For money. Someone very wise once said, and I've taken this advice to heart, that all of life's questions in any aspect, any regard to any issue whatsoever, it always comes down to money.
It is the evil green.
The evil green, indeed. We're going to talk about money. We're going to talk about some news that's broke this week regarding perhaps the next Babe Ruth. Is he in some hot water? Maybe.
Oh, gambling.
Gamblers. We're going to talk about NIL. We're going to talk about a lot of these issues in sports today. And we got a lot to talk about. So make sure to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/CRN Talk. And of course, on CRN Talk. And we are on Sirius XM. Channel 217 and XM Channel 203, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, and also on our flagship station, KABC, Sundays at 6 p.m. Pacific time. That is 790 KABC. Stick around, you guys. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Mike Gary sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, and the one and the only Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Greska's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Greska's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Greska's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
We are back, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Airy, once again, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, and I'm joined, the star of our show, the man himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer. Mr. Fred, so this week we had some interesting stuff happen. We had news break on Thursday, and the initial headline, my initial push notification was that Shohei Ohtani, the highest paid man in, I believe, all professional sports, baseball for sure, he had fired his interpreter. His interpreter was Mr. Mizuhara. And Mr. Mizuhara, according to Shohei Ohtani...
Is that the guy with the bangs?
That's Mr. Bangs. Mr. Bangs, indeed. Mr. Bangs. You know what? We're going to refer to him as Mr. Bangs from here on out, because I really can't.
All right.
I'm having a hard time pronouncing his name. So Mr. Bangs, Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, was fired. Fired by the Dodgers. He was a team employee because, allegedly, he was involved in theft. Over $4.5 million.
Wait a minute. I mean... When you get the $700 million player, he doesn't come with an interpreter?
Apparently, from my crack research staff says that that Mr. Bangs was Shohei Ohtani's longtime interpreter, but he brought him along at a salary of about $300,000 a year that the Dodgers are paying.
Paltry.
So if you're going to pay someone $700 million, you can throw in another $300,000 for his favorite interpreter and his Bangs. So
yeah.
Mr. Bangs allegedly had a gambling problem, Fred. And,
no.
Yeah, it's tough. And it should be noted just as parenthetically, as I'm reading this story off of ESPN.com, there's a big widget over the story that says ESPN Bet. That is how pervasive gambling has become as it's become legalized and normalized. Anyways, Mr. Bangs is accused of having debts up to $4.5 million. So what Ohtani's camp is saying is Mr. Bangs stole that money from Ohtani, got into his bank account, stole that money, and wired it to a gentleman down in Orange County who's running an illegal bookmaking operation. Okay? So, but Mr. Bangs told ESPN yesterday, earlier this week, that is, that he didn't rob Mr. Ohtani, that Mr. Ohtani, out of his largesse and loyalty to Mr. Bangs, he paid off Mr. Bangs' gambling debts.
Well, let me just add in here. I don't want to interrupt you. It's pretty
fishy.
I don't know how you say it other than, I think Mr. Bangs is how does he have access to Ohtani's money?
That's a fantastic question.
How does Ohtani have $700 million? Maybe that's one of the reasons why he deferred so much money.
It's part of the payment plan?
Yeah.
All this came to light, Fred, because of a FBI and Department of Justice investigation into an illegal bookmaking operation out here in Southern California. And Mr. Ohtani's name came up. Mr. Ohtani's name came up in wire transfers to the bookie. So Mr. Ohtani, I think, I'm just speculating here, that there's more to the story. I think Mr. Ohtani...
Oh, there's three stories in there.
I think there's his story. There's Mr. Bank's story, Ohtani's story, and the truth.
Yeah, and someone's girlfriend.
But the broader question I have for you, Mr. Fred, and we talked about this briefly before our show here today, is that we see this story here with Mr. Bangs and $4.5 million. We see the story about the former Jacksonville Jaguars team employee who embezzled $22 million and was for his gambling problem.
He wasn't fired, was he?
I think. I don't know. He was probably fired because he couldn't make it to work because he's in federal prison right now. But gambling is all but legalized now. It is accepted, like I said. I mean, DraftKings, ESPN, Bet, all that.
Well, it's no longer on the immoral list because mom and dad are doing it.
Exactly. And gambling you can develop a very strict, like a terrible addiction to gambling. When we legalize and normalize something that is so addictive as gambling, do you expect to see far more scandal involving both players and people associated with players when it comes to gambling?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you expect in the future, now that gambling has become so normalized within the broader sports culture at large and accepted, that we're going to see scandals like this more in the future?
Oh, it's just begun, especially on college level.
Please, expand on that.
That's a death sentence for any ignorant parent that gets in there and is trying to push his son to milk money off of his opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see about what type of scandals show up in young people like that. You know, money, cars, women.
Are we talking about throwing games?
Well, we could talk about anything.
Do you think that we're going to see these kids start throwing games?
Well, I'm not so sure it isn't being done
as really?
We speak.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, once the checkbook comes out and once the stack of money comes out and it's laid on the table, you've now defined everything you need to know about the sport.
Yeah.
Everything.
The kids are already getting paid now through the NIL.
Yeah, preposterously. I just saw the list of the top 10 brawny.
Yeah, brawny.
Brawny.
Caitlin Clark says she's making $800,000 a year on her NIL.
Yeah, she's lying. She's getting more.
You think she's getting more?
She's getting more.
But so going back to your initial point about college, so you got all these kids, you know, the stars making hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you're one of their teammates. Maybe you're on the bench. Maybe get minimum playing time. And you want to get some of that money. So why wouldn't you maybe shave a couple points here and there? Why wouldn't you maybe drop a pass when you're up, you know, already 14 to get that spread within three, which is the line? Where does this go?
As far as they'll allow it to go.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as the cover-up mentality in sports journalism remains.
Well, I think that cover-up will continue when we see all these sports journalist companies like ESPN and others partner with gambling companies.
Yes, and you now no longer have pure reporting.
Yeah.
You have a combination of lying, manipulation that is, it goes all the way up to the very end of the outcome of games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they flash the scores up on the game, says, it's just in. The final end is Pittsburgh over L.A., 27-20.
Yeah.
You know, and, how do I know that's the score? You know, not that you have to go that far, but... it comes down to I don't trust anything the journalist in sports has to say about anything.
Yeah.
I know them. I know them too well. There's nothing there that, to me, says, you need it. You know, it's a visual game. You know, I don't want to read a newspaper about how games are going.
Well, it's interesting on Monday and Tuesday and during football season, you see all this reporting about the injuries. And that's mostly just so people know who not to bet on that week, right?
Well, you saw, what was it, 2 years ago, you saw a player come off the field limping, and he pulled out a cell phone.
Yeah.
And he just says, I won't be back next week. I'm too hurt to go, you know.
Is there any, like we said before, the toothpaste is out of the tube. You can't take this entitlement. NIL is an entitlement, and this gambling revenue to the sports leagues and the media companies is an entitlement.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no way to scale that back once the cat's out of the bag, right?
Well, it's true. I think it's what, you know what they say, you know that she's pregnant when the baby shows up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everything up until that is a preposterous lie and a manipulation.
Interesting. Well, this Ohtani story, I think, is going to be a massive scandal. And I think this is Rob Manfred, the commissioner of MLB right now, is, I'm sure, pulling his hair out or whatever is left of his hair, because this is going to, on opening week, Fred, opening week. All right, we're going to follow this moving forward. We are in the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn, and we will be right back right after the break. Stay with us.
Hey there, fellow travelers, it's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back, Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Airy. CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, KBC, Sirius XM. Thank you so much for joining us, or if you're watching us on Facebook or on YouTube after the fact, we really appreciate it. And I'm joined, as always, by the man himself, the Sultan of Safeties, the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you.
Fred, we got some NFL rule changes to discuss, some proposed rule changes, and like you said before, everything is about money. And some of these rule changes include dropping the hip drop tackle, banning the hip drop tackle.
Right.
What is the hip drop tackle?
Well, you'd have to visualize a defensive back, a linebacker, usually defensive back, is just smaller, small-ish in relationship to tight ends, running backs, and everybody else that's going to come at them with the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you notice how they come up and they plant themselves with their feet apart and they shoot for the receivers, the ball carrier's back hip,
mm-hmm.
to knock him down with his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is. It's just a way of getting around having to stick your head in there.
Okay. And they want to ban this because this is dangerous to the offense? Or they want to ban this because they want to increase offensive productivity?
We'll go in that area. That's the area we'll go in. They're not concerned about people getting hurt. They got that blue tent out there for a visual.
Yeah.
They take it, and then it's really funny. You know, the language of the blue tent. You take a player in there, and you ask him how many fingers you have up. It's the same damn thing, you know. It's the same thing as they did when in the early era of saying, "What's wrong with the player?" Well, I think he has a concussion. He's knocked out. Really? Yeah. Oh, I don't.
Or he really got his bell rung.
Yeah. Can he go back in? Yeah, I guess. I'll ask him. Hey, Bronco, can you go back in? Yeah, I'm going back in.
Because that's what he's been taught his entire life to do.
And that's all he knows.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And then they stop doing that. And, every player has an opinion about head injuries.
Okay, what's yours?
Mine is, as soon as you realize you've been hit and you're the only one that can make this decision, immediately go off the field,
mm-hmm.
and go to the bench and sit down. And they'll see that you're off the field, and they'll send somebody else in. Then they'll run over and say, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And you tell them, they go, "Oh, really? Can you go back in?" You know. That's where it starts. That's where the conversation starts.
Yeah.
You know. And I'm not above and beyond, you know, trying to understand that you get concussions, that's part of the sport. But there's people out there who are getting, you know, 5 concussions a year.
Yeah, or more. Yeah. And it's not just football either. We're seeing a lot in the NHL. We're seeing a lot in soccer as well.
Yeah, how about that? The amount of damage done to your head, banging your head against the soccer ball. I don't know how fast the ball is going.
They just banned it in AYSO. You no more headers in AYSO because they feel that repeated trauma like that, especially with a young developing brain, can lead to...
Yeah, that's exactly right.
A lot of things moving forward. But going back to this, these rule changes, the hip drop tackle ban is opposed by the Players Association, of course, because you know these defensive backs, they want to be able to play. They want to play, and they want to be able to make plays because the more plays they make, the more money they can make.
Yeah, you're limiting them for the amount of opportunities there are for that individual at that point in time.
Fred, as someone who played defense, how do you feel about the league pretty much saying, or eliminating parity between offense and defense, giving the offense such an advantage, taking out the hip drop hits, taking out, you know, you pretty much just look wrong at the quarterback. That's a roughing the passer. How do you feel about all that? And what do you think it does to the game?
Well, the game is over officiated by people that don't know the game. And you can just go back in their own memory and go back to, you know, the L.A. Ram defensive secondary guy, you know, and Atlanta, I mean, then the New Orleans Saints receiver. It was a clear, you'd have to be really stupid and blind to not know that that was a pass interference call, that they were looking at it and no one called it, and nobody called it.
Yeah.
You know, normally, you know, as you know, he used to say, don't be shy, step up. You know, that's a penalty. Are you blind? And it's a real big conundrum of how people see in general. People that can see in life, in traffic, you know, in their homes, in their backyards, how things develop, so your brain can interpret it.
Yeah,
and you know, I'm bewildered at how people how that conversation doesn't dominate. Why there isn't somebody in the reporting business that is going to press this thing and make it come out?
Yeah. Well, because a lot of reporters are just vassals for the league and the owners themselves.
Well, they don't want to miss that submarine sandwich on the flights. You know,
yeah, they want to get
on
the
flights
yeah,
home.
They want know. The access to that nice sports room, yeah. That journalist room, the press box where they got all the good food and the free drinks.
Yeah, and you know, we used to comment all the time. We'd see reporters going back after games. And say, what are you doing on this airplane? Why don't you get out and take a cab? You're 400 miles away from L.A.
Yeah.
You know, you're in San Francisco. You know, what are you doing? You know, you're not sitting around here. So they put them up in the front of the airplane.
Yeah.
Right past the bulkhead. And they load them in there, 8, 10 seats. You know, I said, "Well, Jesus, you know, we could use those seats."
Yeah, why isn't the newspaper just flying these guys up themselves? You know, paying for their commercial airfare. Why would they need to fly on the team plane? Who's that helping?
That's interesting. You know, I never thought about it until recently. What the hell is the relationship, business relationship, between the media and ownership and the league?
Well, I think a lot of the ownership and the league use reporters, and I'm looking at you, Ian Rappaport, as a propaganda arm.
Oh, there's no doubt about who shills for who.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a wonderment to me that there's so much in life, there's so much information now that's possible to bring it visually or audially, radio, TV.
I mean, everybody can be a reporter now. I mean, you got millions of fans watching the game at home on TV. They can just, with their phone, film what they're seeing on TV and throw it out there.
Yeah, they can do that. And I'm all for let's officiate one game a year. Let's officiate one game a year where we bring 8, 9 people. You don't need 9. You need about 5 people that will officiate the game through cell phone.
I would be more than happy to see games officiated in the NFL and more in all sports, pretty much. All done in the booth.
Did you see the Jets Miami game years ago where they didn't have a play-by-play guy in the booth?
Yeah.
They didn't have anybody in the booth.
Yeah.
They just turned the game on. Here's the game now.
Yeah, it was like the NFL Classic.
It's really what it does. It forces you to say, what's going on here?
Well, I remember the very first football that I ever watched as a very young kid. You know, you'd sit, like, the NFL film stuff was just a film. It was just footage of the game. No announcers, no score bug. Yeah,
Jim Lemming, Pro Football Highlights with Jim Lemming.
Yeah.
I was in grade school.
I mean, that's how you used to watch. I mean, even before television, you know, or before television became ubiquitous, when you go to the movies, you would have newsreels of football where it's just the game being played.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know, Fred. This officiating situation, it seems that there's no accountability. That's the biggest problem I have. Because when these officials make mistakes, the league, because they have a contentious relationship with the officials themselves, because they have their own union, they never really admit their mistakes. And if there is any discipline for missed calls, the league keeps that secret.
Let me ask you this question.
Okay, please.
Why do you think that it's against the rules for the press to interview officials?
It's because I think that the officials, through their union representatives, says we're not doing this.
Well, maybe. They can't dictate.
Yeah.
That decision is coming from ownership. It's not coming from the union.
Yeah.
They talk about getting rid of these guys left and right.
That's a fantastic question. And I think that the officials should be subject.
Oh, are you kidding?
Just as the players are, just as the coaches.
Are you kidding?
Jesus. I actually think that during the press conference for the officials, the players and coaches from the team should be able to ask questions themselves. Can you imagine what Bill Belichick's kind of questions he'd ask? Stick around, Fred. We're going to talk more about this after the break. Yeah. Stay with us.
Now, during Staples' Print Big Sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. To demonstrate, print, print, print at Staples, you save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works? Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 4/6. Visit staples.com/print for details.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Easter's on its way, and I wasn't going to let this year's celebration have empty baskets. That's why I'm so glad I went to Kohl's. I found toys under $20 and saved extra as a Kohl's Rewards member. Then with an additional 15% off, I found Apartment 9 dress shirts for my husband at $25.49 and got myself some cute dresses under $30, plus I earned Kohl's cash. So take my word for it. Hop on over to Kohl's for great brands and great prices. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards offer ends March 24th. 15% offer ends March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Find what you love, love what you find. At Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This March, Wendy's is fueling the madness with amazing deals on their hamburgers made with fresh, never frozen beef.
Like a juicy Dave single for a buck and a fresh $2 Dave's double with an app offer.
It's such a good deal, we wrote a little ditty about it.
Get it for a buck. Dave single, order in the app. Dave single,
single. Get it for a buck. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's official hamburger March Madness.
Limited time offer. Participating U.S. Wendy's. See offer details and redeem at Wendy's app. Account registration required. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S. and Alaska.
And we are back, Fred Dreyer Show. Mike Gary sitting in for Mike Hornout and assignments, and I'm joined by the acting legend. Yeah, he's on assignment. That's absolutely true, and so he shall be returning next week. And make sure to check us out so you can listen to the podcast, all past previous episodes at thefreddreyershow.com. That's freddreyershow.com. You can follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. And you can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. So, Fred, talking about some of these proposed rule changes.
Let me have it. I understand they're preposterous.
This one makes no sense to me at all.
Those are the ones we want to talk about.
Yes. Well, most of them don't make sense. This one concerns the kickoff. They want to change the kickoff. They want to XFL-ize the kickoff. What they want to do is they're like, hey guys, the rate of return, how many actual kicks are being returned, fell to only 21% in 2023. That means 20% of all kicks are returned. The remaining 80% are all touchbacks. So this is what they want to do. So pay attention, folks. This is a little bit complicated. This is how it would work. The kicker would continue to kick off from the 35-yard line on kickoffs, but the other 10 players would line up at the receiving team's 40-yard line. At least 9 members of the return team would line up.
That's 40 yards ahead, mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. At least 9 members of the return team would line up in a setup zone. The setup zone is between the 35 and the 30-yard line. Up to 2 returners can line up.
Who's 30-yard line?
That's going to be the return team.
The return team is going to be set up between the 30 and the 35.
And the 35.
Okay.
So pretty much what this means is that once the ball is kicked, Fred, the only players that can move are the kicker and the 2 return men. And until the ball either hits the ground or is caught by the returner, then they can start running.
Oh, great.
And so the league says that they want to do this for 2 reasons.
Yes.
The first reason is, of course, Fred, it's about player safety.
Yes.
Of course it's about player safety. The second thing is they want more actual returns in the games. Aren't those 2 things at odds with each other? If you have
What's really at odds is how transparent this offering mm-hmm. is to the sport of football for the sake of safety when it is an embarrassing. It's an embarrassing gesture towards contract negotiation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In what sense?
Well, the ownership will come up mm-hmm. and they'll say, this is what we're going to do. And the Players Association will sit on that for a period of time and then come back and say, no. And I hope I do, because here's what's happening. You start monkeying around with what we've decided is safety.
Yeah.
Then what you're doing is you're telling the ownership of individual franchises, it's not okay for you to pay salaries to people who handle the ball on kickoff and punt returns.
Okay.
And so you're doing ownership favors by setting up scenarios that require these types of adjustments. So you wind up saying, well, we can't. Here's what it is: Jackie Slater's son played 16 years on special teams.
Yeah.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
16 years. And so what would happen to him in his career if he were not to be able to make the team on the special teams?
He'd have no career.
He'd be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would.
Yeah, and so So this is the beginning of them chipping away at having to pay players on a scale that is already climbing.
Uh-huh.
Every year, you know, those players ask for more money.
Yeah.
Well, Broncos. He's been really establishing himself for the team, and for the record books, because he's been on the team 6 years now, which is already too long.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make sure that he gets paid this next contract.
So that what they want to do is they want to just why even have special teams? If the owner is that the fait accompli here? Is it the final solution here? Is that what you'll do is you'll just put the ball at the 50-yard line and you'll just start playing? You'll just no kickoffs, no returns, no nothing. It's just team gets possession, like in Pop Warner.
Yeah, you know what it's like. It's a part formality, and it's a kickoff to restart the game.
Yeah,
that's the same language that we saw to when the game starts. You get people out 11 opposed each other.
Mm-hmm.
You run down on the kickoffs. You clear. Make sure no one's off sides, and you coach away, and all of the opportunities for players to say, this is my deal. I'm going to the game tonight, and I'm the 45th man on the team. I'm going to. What I'm going to do is I'm going to run down on kickoffs. I'm on the wing, and I'm going to make the tackle on this guy.
Mm-hmm. That's his job.
That's his job. And I could see, and just myself, I never played those teams.
Never played special teams.
I never played. I was on punt return teams and all that because I was on defense.
Yeah.
But those guys, they lived for that.
Yeah.
You know, you'd have these guys, they were the hardest workers on the team. And you now realize that that's going to go away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here's another one that's really makes me want to pull my hair out, Fred. This is another proposed rule change from the league. It's even hard for me to read.
Settle down. Want me to come over there and hold you?
I'm okay, thanks. This has to do with one of the most exciting plays in all of football, which is the onside kick.
Yeah.
The proposed rule changes here from the NFL owners regarding onside kicks. In the event that a team wants to attempt an onside kick, that team would then have to inform an official and of its intent, and then it would be allowed to use the NFL's traditional formation and execute the onside kick. No surprise onside kicks will be allowed. No surprise onside kicks. If you know an onside kick is coming, that's pretty easier to defend if you don't know it's coming. Right, Fred?
Well, that's what people pay the money for.
Yeah.
Aren't people paying the money for to see? We've got to get the football back.
Especially you got 2 minutes left in the game.
And it's a gambling world.
It is.
How does this fit with the gamblers? You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know if that's going to be well received or it's going to be...
I think it would actually probably make... Well, that's difficult to say, Fred, because there's so many different ways to gamble now. You have in-game gambling where you can gamble because it's all done, you know, electronically in the middle of the game. I think that most gamblers would probably like this because there's less chance for a team to come back down 14 with 2 minutes left. You're down, you score, onside kick, you score again in the span of 2 minutes. You've potentially tied the game or you've taken the lead. Why the league would do this, though, when they know that onside kicks are one of the most exciting parts of the game.
And they're the most simple to avoid injury.
Mm-hmm.
The ball's going 20 miles an hour.
Yeah. You got 10 yards.
You have 10 yards closing in and not know what it is. And suddenly you know what it is when you break your stride to close in on the ball. It's not a deep pass, so you don't have to, if you're a receiving team, you don't have to drop back. You can, as soon as the ball is kicked, there's no reason dropping back. All you have to do is go forward, and you've got people. They've got people for onside kick return,
yeah,
and they've got people for everything else.
Yeah, the hands team. The hands team was known for the team that would field an incoming onside kick.
Yeah, and it's a shame. It's really a shame.
Another rule that they're looking at, a practice that they're looking at, they haven't really figured out how they're going to address this, is they want to really start to look at and penalize any excessive crackback blocks. Crackback blocks.
They've had that in when I was playing.
Yeah.
Crackback?
Yeah, where if, let's say you're on offense and if you're on defense and let's say an interception takes place and now you've switched in the middle of the field from going offense to defense, you can you can pretty much lay somebody out.
At the change of the ball,
yeah,
you can't come back and crack back.
They want to look at that. That's what they said for player safety.
Well, that's where people get
real hurt.
That's where people really get concussions because – you know, when that happens, the matrix of who has the ball and who's trying to get it from them changes, and so you wind up you got a defensive back who has the ball, and he's now starting to run, and he runs into the crowded area where there's an offensive lineman.
Yeah,
you think the guy who has the ball, his teammate, is going to take that guy head on? You think he's going to block him, get rid of him?
Mm-mm.
No, he's not.
What happens a lot is some of the most violent hits in a crackback block is when you have a ball carrier, an offensive lineman, someone trying to make a play, a defensive play, a tackle, and then you have the ball carrier's teammate on the other side, and as that person trying to make the tackle turns and tries to pursue the ball carrier, someone coming downfield gets them pretty hard.
Yeah. I got to tell you, we were in a championship game against the St. Louis Cardinals at the Coliseum. This is 1978. And I had a dead shot at a player, and it was a batted ball. It was an interception. Jack Youngblood, the other defensive end, caught it, and now reverse course. And the Cardinal offensive lineman saw it, and he turned to go to chase him,
yeah,
to cut him off.
Yeah,
and I had him. and I all I did was I came into him and I just grazed him just to break his stride so he wouldn't be in the play.
Yeah.
But I don't believe in taking those types of cheap shots.
That is, yeah, that's a cheap shot. I remember Warren Sapp put one on a Green Bay lineman, and Mike McCarthy, who was the coach at the time, was livid at Warren Sapp and called that a Bush League play.
Yeah.
These rule changes, though, I think you said something very smart, Fred, is that these are negotiating tactics from the owners themselves. It's another arrow in their quiver when it comes to negotiation time.
Nothing that the owners do that sends a dismissive out like that, nothing has anything to do more than money.
100%. Stick around, you guys. Wrap things up right after the break. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America,
America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old griller Mike Horn, the acting legend, sold in the safeties, Fred Dreyer, right across from me. Once again, so much fun to sit in and do the show with you, Fred. I really appreciate how.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thanks for being such a great host.
Oh, I appreciate it. You're so generous with your time and got a great spirit. And we want to wrap things up here to talk about another former L.A. Ram defensive great. He is hanging up the old cleats. Aaron Donald.
Yes.
Is one of the... You know, sad things about the getting older is that, like, it seems like yesterday when Aaron Donald was a rookie, but he's hanging it up. He's 13. He was drafted as drafted on 13th pick overall. He was 2014 defensive rookie of the year, All Pro 8 of 9 years, Pro Bowler in 10 of his NFL seasons, and defensive player of the year in 17, 18, and 20. And one of the true Iron Men of the game, especially later in his career. What are some of your thoughts about Aaron Donald hanging
it up? Well, he's had a great career, and he is deserving of all the accolades that will befall him. He's a special human being. He's 300 pounds, 6'4". Or thereabouts, and he defined the situation, defined the position for the 10 years that he played.
And that speed and quickness at that size and that strength level.
Balance. He had great balance inside between the two guards. That's where he played most of the time.
Yeah.
He played in there, and it was a pleasure to watch, and I enjoyed watching him and appreciate his work.
Yeah, he was quite the player. Never really was, you know, too crazy out there in the media. Never heard him getting in any trouble. So happy trails, happy retirement to Mr. Darnold.
They're gonna miss him.
I think so.
Yeah.
And just, you know, parenthetically, I'd like to add too. It seems to me that there's not that many defensive stars out there. We see J.J. Watt gone. We've seen Darnold gone.
It's substitution league. It's a substitution. Constitution League.
It's an offense-first league right now, which is, I think, not great as a fan. Fred, we're out of time. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you, Mike.
And make sure to check out the podcast, you guys, FredDreyerShow.com. Follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. And email Fred at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. See you guys next week. The Fred Dreyer Show.